This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A COVID-19 vaccine developed by a Chinese drug maker is the first to be granted official approval by China's government. China's National Medical Products Administration announced Thursday that it has given conditional approval to a vaccine developed by Beijing Biological Products Institute, a subsidiary of the state-owned Sinopharm. The regulatory agency granted the approval a day after Sinopharm said the vaccine had an efficacy rate of 79.3% against the coronavirus in a final large-scale clinical trial. However, outside experts have questioned Sinopharm's claims since it has not provided the necessary data so it can be independently verified. Meantime, scientists say there is reason for concern, but not alarm, about new variants of the coronavirus. The strain that has been spreading in England is now here in the United States. California on Wednesday announced the U.S. second confirmed case of the new and apparently more contagious variant of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, officials in Colorado said the first person discovered to have the variant in the U.S. was a Colorado National Guardsman who had been sent to help out at a nursing home struggling with an outbreak. A second Guard member who also worked in the nursing home is also suspected of having the variant. Scientists say the new variant does not seem to cause more serious COVID-19 illness than previous versions of the virus. They also expect the current vaccines will work against it. On Wednesday, British officials reiterated that there is no data suggesting the new variant hurts the effectiveness of the available vaccines. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Norwegian rescuers are using drones and dogs in a search for 10 people still missing Thursday, a day after a landslide in the southern Norway area. Dozens of buildings were damaged, 10 people injured, one critically, after the landslide in a residential area just north of the capital, Oslo. The head of the police operation said it remains a rescue operation. Prominent Hong Kong democracy activist Jimmy Lai was back in court Thursday facing a renewed attempt to get his bail revoked. The Hong Kong government prosecutors took the case to the Court of Final Appeal. Lai was granted bail last week under tough restrictions, 3 weeks after he was charged with fraud and colluding with foreign powers or external forces, a new charge under the new national security law imposed by Beijing earlier this year. U.S. Republican Senator Majority Mitch McConnell said on Wednesday the Senate would not quickly take up a House bill to boost the size of pandemic relief payments for most Americans to $2,000 from the current $600. McConnell blocked the Democratic leader's attempt Tuesday to force an immediate vote on the measure, authorizing the $2,000 payments. With a new Congress due to be sworn in January 3rd, it was unclear what, if any, actions would be taken by the current Congress. Without action, the House bill will expire. Britain's House of Commons voted overwhelmingly on Wednesday to approve a trade deal with the European Union, the last major step in London's years-long split from the continent's 27-member governing board. Starting Friday on New Year's Day, the trade deal ensures that Britain and the EU can continue to trade goods without tariffs or quotas. That should help protect the $894 billion in annual British-EU trade and the hundreds of thousands of jobs that it rely on. U.S. trade officials said Wednesday they were increasing tariffs on European Union products, including aircraft-related parts and wines from France and Germany, amid an ongoing civil aircraft dispute between Washington and Brussels. The new tariffs are the latest action in the 16-year EU dispute over aviation subsidies involving the European aircraft company Airbus and the U.S. rival Boeing. Representatives from the EU could not immediately be reached for comment on the ESUSTR action. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.